This is Teresa Trent, and you are listening to Books to the Ceiling, a podcast that features excerpts from new mysteries coming on to the market. Well, this week, we're headed to a crowded gathering in Alexandria, Virginia. Special Agent Gordon Stone, like everyone else, is listening to the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia speak about the talents of their division. Only Gordon Stone isn't like everyone else. Having Asperger's and being elbow to elbow with other people makes it almost unbearable. But focus is what he does best. Here's a little more about the book. Gordon Stone is an investigator assigned to the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. He's given an insignificant case, a charity scam out of Africa, and ordered to close it. For Gordon, it's not that simple. Gordon has high-functioning autism. He's socially awkward, but blessed with a superpower. Extraordinary focus and attention to detail. That superpower allows Gordon to piece together a disparate puzzle, a hunter-killer drone, an illicit drug shipment, a special forces operation gone wrong, and illegal immigration linked to 9/11. When these pieces align, national security is at risk and hundreds of lives hang in the balance. Now here is an excerpt from Silent Killer. Chapter 1. What would be a landmark day for any other federal agent was an exercise in misery for Special Agent Gordon Stone. He sat, restless and uncomfortable, in the crowded auditorium inside the Albert V. Bryan U.S. Courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Wesley J., the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, EDVA, was on stage addressing the capacity crowd. Jay extolled the virtues of his office and its extraordinary success in managing the Eastern District's rocket docket. The court's namesake had coined the term in the 70s. District Court Judge Bryan himself. What it meant for Jay and his stable of assistant U.S. attorneys, AUSAs, was that they were forced to be one of the most efficient offices in the country when it came to prosecuting cases. They gathered annually to recognize the most successful investigations and prosecutions of the preceding year. Lawyers, law enforcement, and family members filled the auditorium. For an office that had prosecuted some of the most notorious spy and terrorist cases in the country, not to mention the occasional political scandal, the yearly awards ceremony always attracted a full house. "Copied by many, mirrored by none," said Jay. "We bring justice to the American people more quickly and effectively than anywhere else in the country. I take great pride in that fact and hope you do as well." Gordon tried to listen, but his discomfort just being there compelled him to tune out Jay's speech. It wasn't that he did not want to be there. On the contrary, his greatest desire was to be able to sit in the audience, listen to Jay, and enjoy a career highlight. Gordon was being recognized for his work as lead agent on an application fraud case with the Food and Drug Administration Office of Criminal Investigations, FDA, OCI. But Gordon did not fit in. He liked people, but he had trouble relating to them and was painfully aware of his social awkwardness. Way back in elementary school, he had been diagnosed with high-functioning autism, at the time referred to as Asperger's syndrome, or colloquially as Asperger's. Gordon appeared just like everyone else, but when it came to basic human interaction, it took a great deal of effort for him to engage with most people. It was always hard and frequently exhausting. Small talk, humor, and sarcasm often flew past him. Therapy had brought him a long way, but still, those who did not know him thought he was aloof. Some actually found his behavior offensive. "Damn Asperger's," he said to himself. The true irony, he knew, was however damning Asperger's was to his social status, It was also his superpower, allowing him to focus on a particular topic or investigation to the point where he could see things no one else could see. He could anticipate what others viewed as unexpected. That focus bred unparalleled intuition, which was what made him a great investigator. That was why he was here in this crowded hall, surrounded by people he did not know. He was a great investigator. But he was most definitely not a great socializer, and he was uncomfortable. As much as he wished he could enjoy the ceremony and embrace the praise of his peers, his Asperger's would not allow it. In fact, a big group setting surrounded by strangers, that was pretty much the nightmare scenario. Gordon's brain was wired differently. At least that's how Catherine, his longtime therapist, described it. He thought differently, acted differently, saw the world differently than most. She emphasized repeatedly to him he was not broken, just different. And Gordon knew it was okay to be different. Most of the time, that was enough. But even now, as a successful 32-year-old federal agent, he could still feel broken. He hoped today would not be one of those days.
The work we do, check that, the work you do for this country is, simply put, extraordinary, Jay continued. We put more cases before a judge than anyone else, and that means when it comes time to recognize our best work in a given year, the competition is tight. I salute those of you sitting in this room. Your work, your intellect, your dogged pursuit of justice places you at the top of what we do here. You are the best of the best. Thank you for all you do for our organization, our district, and our country.
Jay smiled to his audience. Now then, let's hand out some hardware. And that was an excerpt from Silent Killer. Silent Killer is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Bookshop.org, Goodreads, BookBub, and Down and Out Books. Now here's a little more about our authors. Tracy Burnett began his law enforcement career as a deputy sheriff at the Palm Beach County, Florida Sheriff's Department. His next stop was with the Drug Enforcement Administration, where he became a special agent and went through training at the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia, as well as DEA U.S. Army Ranger training. That began a 25-year federal law enforcement career leading investigations on behalf of the U.S. Departments of Justice, State, and Defense, among others, working both domestically and around the globe. Tracy now works as an adjunct professor for the School of Public Affairs in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University in Washington, D.C. Ross Weiland was a journalist in New York City before attending law school and joining the U.S. Navy's Judge Advocate General Corps in 1998. He served as a prosecutor, criminal appeals attorney, and civil litigator in the Navy before transitioning to federal service, where he spent 21 years in the Office of Inspector General Community as counsel, investigator, and senior executive at the National Archives, Department of Defense, and NASA. Ross now works as an administrative executive supporting oversight and law enforcement in the private sector in Washington, D.C. One last thing, Silent Killer was inspired by true events. That's all we have this week on Books to the Ceiling. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate, review, follow, or share with friends who enjoy mysteries. Books to the Ceiling is a part of my author blog at teresatrent.blog, where you can find an archive of all of the podcasts. And don't forget to check out the giveaway page for your chance at gift cards and ebooks. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I hope to see you again next week with a new mystery on Books to the Ceiling.